Woo, bitches, I am still excited. With our last show, we just brought it to you. Hopefully, y'all soaked that game up. Soak that game. Yeah, soak it all up. But here we are, once again, your boys, Skeet and the homie Big Sexy. And Big Sexy, what we got for him?
All right, today, I got. This is a totally brand new topic. Skeet doesn't even know what I'm going to say.
I have no clue.
Because it's totally on the top of my head.
Let's do this.
And I'm asking you this question. You ready?
Ask me.
What is your macking technique?
It's my macking technique?
Okay, let's say you meet a girl.
You act like I got a technique.
I'm asking, what's your technique?
There is no technique. Okay. There is no macking technique.
Let me set up the situation.
Okay.
You meet a girl.
Right.
Not at the club, because those are skanks. Yeah. Not at your job.
God bless them for it, though.
Not at your job, because apparently they're skanks, too. Well, that's a whole other topic. But say you meet a girl at the gas station.
Right.
You meet a girl at the gas station. You start talking. What is your game technique? What is your game plan? How about that? Mm-hmm. What is your game plan to get it?
You know what I think? I think my own personal.
Yeah, game? You personally. Nobody else. Nothing right, you heard. You personally. Right, what's your game plan?
What I do.
By step.
Personally, what I do is I try and fill them out. I just try and fill them out. I'll go over there. Me filling them out may be something as simple as just looking at them for a second, seeing how they respond to the look. And then you know what I'm saying? Like if you make eye contact and they make eye contact back,
that's
good
enough.
Sign. No, that's a good sign.
Okay, okay.
So then like, you know, you throw another sign. You might give a head nod. Like, hey, what's up? And you slowly jump in the water from there. Okay. I don't just go jumping in like, you know, if I don't receive a vibe first.
Yeah. Now, I think I'm with you 1,000% on that. You know that. Mm-hmm. If I don't feel a vibe, I'm not even giving you a second look.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes, I mean, you can press the issue to get a vibe. Where did I go?
Oops.
But
I'm not even drunk either.
But you
sorry.
I think we all could press the issue to try and get a vibe. I think we could, you know, like where a vibe ain't there, we could kind of, you know, try and create one. But of course, as any true player knows, that's a hell of a lot of work sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, let's say you feel the vibe.
All right.
What's stage two?
Stage two is the approach.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. I want to know, what's your technique? What's your game plan?
After, all right,
stage
let's say
two.
I got a solid vibe.
You got a solid vibe. She's laughing at your dumb jokes.
No. That
ain't not even there yet?
Yeah,
oh, okay,
yet.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I got a vibe. I move in.
Okay.
I move in. And you know, I may move in with something simple, maybe something retarded, maybe something funny. But because if you got a vibe, you could probably, most guys, if you already got a vibe, you could say something retarded, and she may laugh at it.
Yeah.
So
funny or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you get the vibe, yeah, I'm with you on that, yeah.
So, you know, it's not like I got a silver tongue here or anybody else got a silver tongue. That's just the way the game is played. So
yeah.
let's say, you know, I move in, and, you know, I'm like, hey, how's it going? And, you know, now I'm trying to see where her head is. I'm trying to see if she's a nice girl, if she's a dirty girl.
Yeah.
And you know I like them dirty girls.
I know you like the dirty girls.
Love them dirty girls. But, you know, and for all you chicks out there that, you know, guys are going to be guys. We all like the nice girls, but we all want the dirty girls.
No, I mean, you want the mix between both, though.
Yeah, you want
the mix between both, because you don't want...
No.
You can't take the dirty girl back to your
mom.
What's the saying?
You know, lady in the streets, freak in the sheets?
Yeah.
Come on. So we trying to feel you out when we talk to you. You be trying to find out if you a nice girl or you're a dirty girl. Are you going to tell me that you have plans of marriage in the future, or are you going to tell me that you like dancing on tables in TJ?
That's a big disparity, right?
I'll listen, but tell me what you got. Tell me what you like.
Yeah,
and then
I'm with you on that. Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? So after,
I like that. I'm with you on that. Go ahead.
After she tells me,
you fill it out what she is, yeah.
Yeah, after I fill out what she is, then I know which angle I can play.
Yeah.
You know, I don't just jump into the game and just start playing just blindly. You gotta pick an angle. So now, if you know she likes to play the angle of, all right, well, I like jumping on tables in TJ, then you may want to bring to her like, hey, well, you know what?
You been to this club?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Just go with the flow. Go with the conversation.
Have you heard this song?
Right. And then next
I'm with you.
So then next thing you know, you already in the game. And then once you already in the game and it's being played, then that's when you take from the approach and you try and flip it on the you and her, which y'all can do.
Yeah.
So now that y'all understand that y'all got a common thing together that y'all like, or even if you fronting to pretend you like whatever the fuck she likes because she's that dirty girl,
yeah.
Or if you fronting hard to work hard because she's a good girl.
Yeah, it depends on which one you
want.
Yeah.
So, you know,
because either way, they could be worth the time or not worth the time, depending on what you want. Yeah.
It all depends. It all depends on what you want. So now, you know, you're putting in all that work. You're putting in all that work. You're having a good time. You flipped it. So now that it's on you and her, then y'all can, if depending on how dirty it is, it can happen right there at the gas station.
Well, don't. Okay, we're assuming she's not that dirty.
Right.
Assuming a regular girl.
We're not coaching the players on Figueroa.
Yeah. The Figueroa. Yeah. Okay, she's a regular girl with a dirty side. She's not that into it. She's not dancing on tables in TJ, but she got a little bit of a freak side.
Okay.
What's your next play?
All right, now let's say she got a little bit of a freak side. Most girls do. All girls do. But it's the matter of if they want to show you. So sometimes a nice girl will, they'll hint and they'll tease you. They'll say, I'm really a nice girl. They'll put up a nice girl act, nice girl act. And then right when you're getting bored, fuck this
just
bitch.
Just to reel you back, yeah.
Yeah, she'll throw out that like, yo, I did this one crazy thing this one time.
Yeah. At band camp?
Yeah. She's that bitch.
Boo.
No, we can't hate your game too much, but we know how you play.
Works. It works.
Yeah, it does work, but we definitely know
but
how
we
you
know
play.
It. We see it. Though. That's a good point. Okay. So, you get her attention. You feel her out. She's giving you the vibes. You got a little connection going on. What is your, what's your line to say, hey, let's go out?
What's my line to say, hey, let's go out?
Give me your technique line.
Sometimes I might not even say, hey, let's go out. This is what I'll do, because the filling out process might even have to be a little longer.
Yeah, I agree too.
Because sometimes you don't want to. I don't know. Now you players might play it a little differently, but how I do it is like this, man.
That's the point of this.
Oh, this is me. Okay.
Yeah, I'm saying because we're both world-renowned players.
All right. Well, this.
So we're trying to help out all these little young bloods
over
here.
Well, this is what I do.
That's what I'm saying. Give me your specifics.
Okay. What I do is this. I don't say, hey, let's me and you go out. I'll say, let's meet up somewhere.
Yeah.
Let's
you
meet
can
up
get
somewhere.
Your friends. I'm going to get my
friends. Right.
And we can be friends.
Right. Because I, you know.
We can do this shit every weekend.
When you say, let's meet up.
Maybe not every weekend.
Automatically, and this ain't me, but automatically, you are already kind of putting in her head exclusivity.
Like when you ask her for a date, yeah.
That's a really good point. It's you too. Now, if you
check
you
out. Look, that's
a good point. I've got game.
That's a really good point.
So what you do is you say, okay, well, you know, let's meet up somewhere. And
that's
usually, man. If you players are playing right,
I'll give you some depth.
Give me love.
That's
give
a
me
good
love,
point.
Man.
That's a really good point.
Usually, if you players are playing the game right, you want to play it on your home turf.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you
say, I'm going here. And if it's some place that she likes, you make it a place that you're familiar with, people you know, so then it's pretty much like playing the game on the field where you know the refs.
But if you're playing a player, she's going to try and bring it back to her court.
Oh, of course.
Oh,
of course. Of course.
So that's you got to work with that.
And look, fellas, be prepared for this, because this will happen. If she's the good girl, she's going to bring the haters, the blockers.
Oh, yeah.
The bitches are going to come.
She's bringing the offensive line. She's bringing the offensive line. Oh, fuck. I hate them bitches. Like you called them before, the purse holding bitches.
Yeah, the purse holding bitches. She's bringing them bitches.
That'd be the funniest thing you ever said on the show. I swear to God.
She's bringing them heifers. Yeah. So you better be ready to split the defense.
Yeah.
So
that's where you got to get some wingmen.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get...
You and your boys, all you fellas out there that hunt in teams, upgrade
Packs.
Your wingman. Yes.
Yeah.
Get your wingman skills up. It's us and them, fellas.
Yeah.
It's us and them.
It's a war, bitches. Yeah. Hey, that's a really good point. I'm giving you a prize for that. I pulled this topic out of my ass, and you're coming with me.
I'm telling you, man, I got game.
So you get her to the club. You got your wingmen doing their job. They're doing their blocking.
Mm-hmm.
And you get her alone.
I get her alone.
Now,
now let's say me personally.
Yeah, you personally. Specifics. You.
Me personally.
Skeet.
View me how you will. Judge me later. Hear me now. Judge me later. Whatever the fuck you want to do.
Stop spitting on my computer too.
That's when you know we start talking a little bit more. Then I may offer a drink. May offer a drink.
Are you?
Or I may not even. You know what? Don't even offer. Ask. Are you drinking tonight? Just ask. Don't automatically jump, because you wanna. If she's playing the good girl, you might want to hit her with like, are you drinking? Because she may want to front to you like she really doesn't get down like
that's
that.
That's true too. There are those bitches out there too.
So,
you're right.
So you gotta say, are you drinking tonight? And meanwhile, you may have a drink in your hand, because you already know what you want to do. You trying to set the pace. You setting the lead. You letting her know where you're going before the night ends. So you're there saying, are you going to follow me here? Are you drinking tonight? And she may say something like, you know what? You know, so she's going to think about it.
Plan.
And then while she's thinking about it, she's actually wondering if you're going to offer to buy her.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wait for the ask, yeah.
So you let her think about it. Let her think that, you know, you're just clueless to whether or not she knows how to drink or not. Or, you know, is going to drink or not. Then eventually she may go get her own drink. Or you know what will happen before that? And fellas, you're welcome for this. While you were asking her, are you drinking tonight? Her friends will buy drinks and start drinking. Once her friends start drinking, they'll see she's not drinking, and then they'll end up buying a drink for her. Yeah, I'm janky like that. That should be a skit. They'll buy the drink for her.
We've been in the game for a long time.
Then,
we've seen some shit. Uh-huh. Yeah, come on.
Then once that's she not janky, that's drink, smart. Once she has a drink, then that's when you, this is a save money move. Then that's when you say, oh, damn. Oh, shit, I didn't know you were drinking tonight. I asked you earlier, but, oh, well, I'll get you next one. That's game, fellas.
And then if she's a good girl who's down for the cause,
get that bitch a double.
She's getting in. She gets the third round.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. If you got a good girl, not good, but you know what I mean. If you found a keeper in this game, at least.
Yeah.
Then she's gonna grab that third round because she's gonna be down for the cause.
It all depends on how you want to play. It all depends. I'm telling you how I like to play.
Okay, back to the specifics. Okay, so you're talking to her. She's properly liquored up and lubed up.
She's laughing at all
she's
my
laughing
dumb
at all
jokes.
Your dumb jokes. You're pretending like you care what she's saying.
Of course.
It's getting to be 1 o'clock in the morning. Clubs are closing in a few minutes.
Oh, by that time.
What's next?
Oh, no. By that time, you know, before even 1 o'clock got there, you know, she done already had her third drink.
Oh, she's on drink 5 or 6.
Yeah.
You're on drink 15.
We're on the dance floor.
Yeah.
My fingers are running through her hair on certain songs. I might be blowing in her ear. You know, I might put my nose up against her ear. I might nudge her a little bit, see how she plays it. I might be dancing with her. You know, put a little cock on the booty on her. Put a little cock on the booty on her. Just back it up a little bit. And then, you know, I'm just feeling her out. I'm feeling her out with a little...
Okay, all that happened. All that happened. It's 1 o'clock. Club is done in 20 minutes.
Last song is on.
Yeah.
Y'all know that's the good song. That's the song where they want y'all to get close.
Yeah, let's get it on.
So what I'm doing, I'm kissing the neck. Because I know I got that comfort level already. I'm kissing the neck. I'm rubbing the earlobe. You know, I got my hand in her back pocket, on her booty, whatever.
Yeah.
And the club's about to close. Now, this is where everybody knows it's crunch time. The girls are asking, where you going? What's happening? What happened? We got to be here. Oh, who's driving?
The twos are ten.
Hopefully, all the fellas' wingman skills are kicking in. Hopefully.
All the blockers are blocking.
Yeah. Everybody's coming up. Everybody.
That's a big if, though. Let's keep it real.
Yeah, because this is the crucial time. This is red flags, yellow flags. This is delay of game, all that. Anything could happen.
And it will happen.
It will.
Murphy's Law, bitches. Murphy's Law is going to fuck your game up at 1:30 in the morning.
So it's that time. It's everybody's ready to go. You're kissing on her. She's kissing on you. She's a little tipsy. She's ready for that. You know, to tell everybody, oh, well, I was drunk. She knows she wants it. She's been showing she wanted it on the floor all night. Now it's just the terms of where y'all gonna do it at.
Okay, well, take that next step then. How you doing?
How do I do it?
We're helping the kids right now.
Okay, I like to go over to her place.
Yeah.
I like to go over to her place.
So she feels more comfortable?
Right.
She's
right.
In her own zone.
Mm-hmm.
She can let her hair down.
If you really didn't like her too much, she can't come back to you and holler at you.
She doesn't know where you live?
Uh-huh.
If you fucking like that, maybe she doesn't know your real name.
Right.
I'm with you on that. So, I agree.
So what you do, you just, you know.
Taking her back to your spot isn't a bad thing, though.
No. It's really not.
If you're
really
down
not.
With her and she's down with you and you want to get down like that, that's not a bad step.
Right,
but,
right.
I mean, we both agree that going back to her spot, especially on that first night. Can you stop burping on me?
I'm sorry.
I'm like, did you eat bologna today?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, but yeah, taking her back to her spot where she's comfortable.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, that's when you get her home court advantage.
If she comes back to your spot, she's nervous, she's anxious.
Because you done already broke down the defense.
Exactly.
Now you want to give her the ball.
Exactly. If she's letting you into her closest private place in the world.
Yes,
I'm talking about the house.
Oh, okay,
all right. But don't say that she lets you into the house, then she's going to let you into the house.
Pretty.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Yeah, right. That's a good game.
All right, you know. But
let me tell you a little bit of my game.
Yeah. Preach.
I'm the king of the second move. I'm the king of the second move. I'm not that dude that's out there on top of the bitches. Tap, come here, hey bitch, what's up?
You know that's me.
That's your boy Skeet over there. He sees something he likes, he goes and gets it. He's like a missile.
Yeah, I am.
He's a heat-seeking missile.
I'm a pussy-seeking missile.
Yeah, I'm a mine. I'm chilling there waiting. A bitch comes in my spot, bam!
He's a Venus flytrap on you, ho.
I'm blowing that bouncing Betty. You come into my area, I'm hitting you. I'm the king of the second
move. I've seen it work. I've seen it in action.
So, yeah. I'm not the one that's going to go up and tap the bitch in the arm. Hey, what's up? What's your name? Where you from? Mm-hmm. Can I get you a drink? Yeah, I'm not that dude. I'm the dude that's chilling in the cut, trying to make eye contact, maybe a little wink in the gut. Like that. Yep. If I get something that's on and popping.
The vibe.
If the vibe is coming towards me, even if a little vibe, I'm not looking at the little vibe.
It don't take much.
I'm too grown for that. I'm not hunting for that. But if the vibe is big, the vibe is coming back at me, and it's definitely there, then I'll say, all right. Hey,
gotta make the move.
What's up?
Gotta make the move.
Yeah, I'm the king of the second move. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be honest with you. In my younger days, I've been known to miss a few first moves. I'm not gonna lie. There's a couple of them that, like, I remember me and you at a club. We were like 22 mm-hmm. at the place that we're going tonight. Before it was the place here tonight.
Yeah.
I remember me and you sitting at a table by the dance floor. This cute Mexican chick was dancing like right on me.
Oh,
remember that?
I'll never forget that. I won't forget that.
She was like grinding her ass on my elbow and shit.
I'll never forget
and
that.
And I'm just sitting there like, damn, girl, get off me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and she walks away and Skeet's looking at me. It was like just this disgusted look.
Yeah.
I was like, how dare you? And I'm like, what happened? What are you talking about?
I'll never forget that night.
I mean, neither. Never forget me neither. That night. Me neither. It opened my eyes to something. I'm like, what are you talking? Wait. Hold on. Wait, shit. Yeah. So that's why I'm the king of the second move. I'm the king of the oh yeah move. Yeah. So that's my game.
I'm gonna tell you, man.
Once the second move comes up, that's me. So.
But that's how game is played, man. That's how game is played. And if y'all don't like to go out. If y'all never go out, if y'all don't know how to play it, man, this is a good place to find out how it's played through.
Yeah. We're players trying to help
like
you
us.
Out.
You know what I'm saying? This is how we do it.
I know you think we're just lying.
Yeah. I could care less.
First of all, we don't care.
Yeah. Seriously.
Second of all, we're trying to help.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. We get down.
Yeah.
We get down. We've been doing this for years.
Oh, man. I would do this shit tonight.
Your boy Skeet just turned 34 the other day. So, yeah, we've been doing this.
My game is 34 years old, at least. My game is probably hundreds of years old.
Your hairline is 34. Oh, right. At least half of your hairline. You got that comb over already.
I ain't got no comb over.
Because you ain't got enough hair.
All right.
Whatever. So, yeah, that's our game. That's our technique. We're trying to help you bitches out. Pay attention. You might learn something.
Matter of fact, send us some of y'all tips, too.
Hell yeah.
We'll share them with all the other players out there.
All right, if nothing else, if y'all haven't listened to nothing, listen to this. You can go on adamandeve.com, and you can get you some 50% off.
50% off everything they got. Porn, movies, toys, lube, lingerie, games, everything.
Yes.
50% off. Everything. Yes.
Please buy some shit.
Condoms. I say this every time. You can get like a 60-pack of condoms for $20 and then get 50% off of that.
You know what? And you know, last time I bought something, I got a DVD, a free DVD.
Spend $17, you get a free gift.
And I got a 3-month subscription to a magazine. I personally got muscle, men's health. You know,
the gay porn.
Well, you know, I had to help our sponsors over at Get Right Fitness also.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Keep them going strong too.
Right.
We're doing what we're doing. Mm-hmm. You keep doing what you're doing. Go get some free shit.
It's all game.
And we'll holler at you.
Yeah, it's all game. We always have fun playing it. Hope you do too. Enjoy our bitch.